Budget Preview 2023, brought to you by KPMG, taking Singapore forward towards lasting paths.
Budget 2023 is just around the corner, and in today's budget preview brought to you by KPMG, we're going to dive into the topic of financing the green agenda and financial services for the future. With me is Alan Lau, partner and head of financial services, tax KPMG in Singapore. Alan, among the most promising use cases of digital assets in financial services are in cross-border payment and settlement, trade finance, and capital activities. What are the notable developments within the digital asset ecosystem that businesses and individuals will need to take note of so that they can ensure that they adhere to the regulations and, of course, tax treatment as well as the available incentives?
In terms of background, when we talk about digital assets, we talk about cryptocurrency. If we sort of put it down into very simple terms, right? Digital assets, cryptocurrency is nothing more than digital ownership. It'd be a digital ownership of physical assets or virtual assets on the distributed ledger. And it also allows for issuance of certain traditional asset classes in a very tokenized form. And as you have mentioned, I think it allows for us to actually boost and improve digital connectivity and economic integration. It facilitates cross-border payments. Now, one increased trend that we see in the world of digital assets and cryptocurrency is this concept of embedded finance. Embedded finance is embedded financial products that can actually help to facilitate trade payments, enable seamless payments across borders. And it is also a situation where we talk about embedded finance for non-financial institutions offering financial solutions within their suite of offerings. For instance, we can rent a car using an app. We can also use an app on a handphone to actually seek online medical service. Now, when we seek such non-financial services, they can have embedded finance. Embedded finance meaning, for example, they can extend their services to include non-traditional finance such as offering you insurance terms, offering extended credit payment terms. And I think this is a growing trend that we should continue to encourage in Singapore. In terms of the Singapore regulatory and taxation front, the framework that we have currently surrounding the taxation of digital assets, in terms of regulation-wise, we know that the government in recent years put together the Payment Services Act, which are a set of regulatory rules surrounding the taxation of digital payment tokens. And on the tax front, the IRAS has also helped increase transparency on taxation rules surrounding cryptocurrency. Now, for instance, in 2020, they came forth to clarify that the trading of digital payment tokens should not be subject to GST. And again, this is increased transparency. It allows for upfront tax certainty, and that's great. It also allows us to harmonize our local tax rules and also allows the country to keep up with global developments on taxation of cryptocurrencies. In budget 2023, what we hope to see is that the government hopefully can give more clarity and certainty about the taxation of crypto activities by financial institutions. Now, for instance, we see that there's increasingly a trend, not just within Singapore, but globally as well, where the finance sector and high net worth individuals, they are seeing cryptocurrencies as an alternative asset class, just like the way they trade in bonds, the way they trade in stocks, the way they trade in real estate and gold. They're now treating cryptos as an alternative asset class, and they also trade in them. It will be useful if the government can give more upfront certainty to confirm that the treating of cryptocurrencies by financial institutions is treated as an incentivized finance activity.
I've been speaking with Alan Lau, partner and head of financial services, tax KPMG in Singapore.
Budget Preview 2023, brought to you by KPMG. Find out how we can shape a fairer, greener, and more inclusive world at kpmg.com.sg/budget2023.